I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Most people who develop cancer are adults, although a significant number of children succumb too. And the signs are that childhood cancers could have a very different origin than the adult disease, which might also mean they can be treated in a different way too. Sam Bajati suspects that tumours in children form from fetal tissue, which has failed to mature properly. And by comparing the genetic instructions operating in normal and cancerous kidney cells from both children and adults, he's tracked down evidence to support his theory, and he's found a host of new avenues to explore to treat the disease.
I'm a cancer researcher. I want to know what cancer cells are. I want to know what they do. And I want to know all that because I want to find ways of manipulating cancer cells without necessarily killing them.
That seems strange, because most people, when you say, I'm going to treat cancer, they're thinking of getting rid of the damn thing.
Getting rid of the damn thing is a very good strategy, but I think we are beginning to hit the ceiling of what we can achieve. So I wonder whether there might be ways of trying to make them turn into something else without necessarily killing them. And I'm interested in childhood cancer, and I think for children's cancer that is particularly relevant because of what we think they are. They are organs that got stuck in development. So when, let's say, a kidney develops in the womb and a child has a kidney cancer, what that probably is a bit of that kidney during development having gone wrong and having got stuck in development. So every cell has got encoded in it what they do.
You mean genetically? There's DNA in there, which is the instruction manual that cell's following.
Precisely. And that instruction manual is translated into instructions. So what we did is we picked single cancer cells, both from children's cancers and from adult cancers. All of these are kidney cancer cells. And we read in the information. What do you do? What do you do? What are you? We also looked at single cells from normal kidneys, both mature kidneys in adults, kidneys in children, and also developing kidneys. So imagine you pick up a yellow flower somewhere and you want to know what it is. You go into a flower shop and look at all the different flowers that they might have there, and then you try to match your flower with the flowers that are in that flower shop. That's a bit what we do. So we have a reference map of normal, that's our flower shop, and we've got the flowers that look a bit weird, which are the cancer cells, and then we compare the two to each other. And that'll tell us, well, what normal cell do you look like? So what cell might you have come from? And at the same time, we understand what does the cancer cell do and what is the difference between the cancer cell and the normal.
How many cells did you look at?
So we looked at about 72,000.
Were you literally hanging around operating theatres when people were having kidney cancers taken out and grabbing bits of them?
That's essentially it. Part of my role was to stand in theatre with a bucket full of ice, pick up the kidneys, take them to the pathologist. They would then take the bits that they needed to make a diagnosis. And then from the leftovers, we would take small samples, mash them up and get these single cells out.
What did this tell you?
So for the children's cancers, we sort of long suspected that what they are is that they are developing kidney cells that got stuck, and we could very clearly show it. In fact, there are two types of developing kidney cells, and that's quite interesting. So it tells us that this kidney cancer cell is something very, very, very primitive that got stuck very, very early in development and that is capable of generating different cell types in the kidney.
Coming to the sort of full circle of this, I think your ultimate goal is to want to be better at treating cancer, but not have to just go in surgically and chop things out. We want a chemical stimulus to make a cancer turn off. Have you got any insights from what you found as to how we might be able to realise that goal?
So one of the interesting bits that we found is that in the cancer cells, we find molecules, targets, that we don't find in mature cells. And those are the sort of holy grail things that we are looking for when we do cancer research. We are looking for things that are specific to the cancer cells, so we can try to target those, throw chemicals at them, and we know that it shouldn't harm the mature kidney.
Sam Bajati, he's at the Sanger Institute and also from Cambridge University, and his paper describing those findings has just come out in the journal Science.